I'm Katie Granger, and I am a sepsis survivor. 2.5 years ago, I went into septic shock, and I became a multiple amputee as a result of that because of a small infected cut on my finger. I'm now a sepsis patient advocate and community educator. I'm here today to thank all of you for your support of Step One. You made my morning. It's so great to see that measure pass again because I believe it saved my life. When I first noticed the unusual infection, it was purple and kind of oozing, that was on my finger that led to my illness, I had no idea how to recognize the signs and symptoms of sepsis. Because the infection was so strange, I had it examined at a walk-in medical clinic near my home, which was on the remote island of Kauai in Hawaii. My vital signs were still strong at that time, so I was given a topical antibiotic and I was told to pick up a prescription for oral antibiotics that I should begin taking if my infection would get worse over the weekend. And as you know, sepsis is extremely difficult for hospitals to diagnose and even harder for patients to recognize as they are becoming ill. Because of this, I arrived at our small community hospital 36 hours after I had visited that walk-in clinic, having told my friend who was driving me that I had never been so sick. My blood pressure was 50 over 30, and I was complaining that my hands and feet were burning, but the medical staff was unable to diagnose me with sepsis at that time. Because my symptoms were indicating the possibility of sepsis, my clinicians followed the protocol that was required by Step One. Among other things, this meant that I was given fluids to try to elevate my blood pressure, and I was immediately started on broad-spectrum antibiotics to fight the infection that was causing me to become so ill. It would be several hours before it was determined that I was indeed in septic shock. 2 days later, after being airlifted to a level one trauma center in Honolulu, my husband was told that I was receiving the best medical care possible because I was literally the sickest person in the entire hospital. Despite their best efforts, he was told to call my children as I might not survive. And they were all prepared that if I did survive, I would likely lose my hands and feet. When I awoke a week later, every doctor that visited me in my room over the next couple days had a huge smile on their face telling me that I was a miracle and that they were so happy that I had survived because I had beat the odds. Had my medical team on Kauai delayed my sepsis treatment at all, I would likely not be here to thank you all for your support of Step One. I didn't know anything about Step One, but I am grateful that my tiny community hospital did. The diagnosis and treatment that saved my life were in no small part attributable to this measure. As multiple members have brought up today, Step One kept my doctor's attention focused on the possibility of sepsis, and it encouraged their early intervention. Without Step One, I would likely have been on the wrong side of the devastating sepsis survival statistics. As it is today, I've lost both my lower legs and several of my fingertips, but I still have my hands, and I am alive. Thank you again for your support of Step One so that more lives can be saved from this deadly condition.